mother. It came from Mid-America. Oklahoma, knuckle drag. Hard Cop Radio.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy, did you see that picture of Halle Berry in the USA Today? Boy, is that some hot stuff.
Halle Berry, you know, that is quite an extraordinary woman. Not only is she immensely beautiful, but she can act very well.
But funny, she can't keep her man.
And that's a bad thing?
This guy, what's his name? It's something like John Bonet. What's his name?
I don't know, but if you have a name like Bonet, you should have your ass kicked no matter what. I'm sorry.
But he's got Halle Berry in his bed at home and calling him on his cell phone, when you coming home, honey, I'm lonely. He's going, bitch, don't bother me.
That's kind of like when Hugh Grant, you know, got a Hummer from some, you know, prostitute when he could have gone home and had Elizabeth Hurley. Damn.
You know, I'm ashamed of myself. I've been running that, I haven't done it lately, but I used to run that picture of the, what's his name, Grant's hooker. She's got a name, Candy, or, you know, one of those hooker names.
Summer or something weird like that.
Yeah, but I used to run that picture and say, I got a picture of Dr. Laura here, and they say, oops, wrong horse, sorry.
Oh,
but hey, on this Halle Berry thing, there's a good line in there. It says, Halle Berry is unfazed. She has come to embrace her body and is having a blast showing it to the world. Now, what man can't identify with that?
You know, she has come to embrace her body and is having a blast showing it to the world. God bless her. You know, that you know, if more people would do something like that, then I think the whole world would be a lot better off. And especially if, yeah, you know, we should just, you know, have a moment of grinning here, because if Halle Berry wants to embrace her body more and show it off to more of the world, there is nothing wrong with that.
You know, in that movie Swordfish, they say, and she denies it, but they say she got an extra $500,000 to take her top off.
Yeah.
I thought it was a $500,000 well spent.
You know what? There was only two parts in that movie worth watching. The very beginning explosion and that part. So I think they could have...
I thought you were going to say the left one and the right one.
Okay, maybe there are three parts in the movie. No, what they could do is they could edit the whole movie, have that amazing explosion at the beginning. If any of you have seen Swordfish, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, that's the only reason why to watch the movie, other than her breasts. So they should just edit everything out and make the movie 35 seconds long, and then it's a masterpiece.
Oh, I agree. Cut out all the Travolta parts.
What was up with his hair?
I don't know. You know, in that same movie, that was the best golf I'd ever seen. You know, golf is a short pants sport. It's not really even a sport, but when Halle Berry was hitting those golf balls, hey, spectacular movie making.
Yeah, you know, nothing wrong with that. And right now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going, but we're supposed to be liberals and be open-minded. Hey, we are. Deal with it.
We're not supposed to appreciate the female form. That's what they tell us.
No, in fact, we love feminists. We really do.
Especially the hot ones. No, just kidding.
Speaking of gaseous blowhards, Rush Limbaugh returns to the airwaves on Monday. Conservative pundit Rush Limbaugh will return to his talk radio show Monday after completing a 5-week treatment program for an addiction to painkillers. This is after he left the show October 10th, after acknowledging he was a punk.
A heroin junkie is the de facto leader of the Republican Party. Rush Limbaugh, a man, a way of life, is how he introduces himself. And his way of life includes hitting that heroin. You know something else? Some people have written in talking about Rush and his addiction. They say when you're in Rush's position and he's doing this 100 pills a day thing, they say you don't eat the 100 pills. What you do is you dump the pills into a pestle and you mortar it, or the other way around. And then once it's... in powder form, then you just do your junky thing. I don't know how it works. If you put a match under the spoon and the powder turns, I don't know if you put...
Well, technically, if it's powder form, he could just throw into a glass of wine.
Well, yeah, but then you would get a slow, gradual effect of it, I've never even been in the same room as a needle, except for that time that damn doctor shot my elbow and I passed out.
I would have given anything to see video of that.
Yeah, the room was spinning, it was going dark, it felt like I was dying, it was creepy.
So, actually, we're just going to be moving on now. Bart, seen any good movies recently?
Last movie I saw was a bad one.
Which one was that?
Scary
Movie 3, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, as you know, this weekend, Master and Commander is opening up to much fanfare.
Can Russell Crowe act?
Well, he did win the Academy Award. He's actually a very good actor. He won the Academy Award for...
Wait, he did win the Academy Award?
He won it for Gladiator.
Oh, that's right. He was going to win it for something else, but he beat up that British guy and they took it from him. Remember that?
He was also nominated the next year for A Beautiful Mind, where he played a schizophrenic.
That's the one where, yeah, they took it from him because he beat up a guy in England.
And what's wrong with that?
Really? Them Englishers.
Which, by the way, reminds me... As my parents are British, and I grew up kind of with that mentality, I've always hated the French. And my simple reason was because, you know, they're freaking French.
I think that makes you Republican.
I know. And so recently, when we had the whole spate of freedom fries and people pouring wine down gutters that came from France, it's like I find myself in a very strange position of having to defend France from American idiots. And it's like... Damn it, what a weird place to be.
You know, France is our friend. France tried to take the car keys out of the drunken Bush boy's hand, but no. Bush said, I can drive, goddammit, and he slurred his words, and he jumped in the car, and he wrecked, had a big wreck, killed 400 people. Did you hear about that? The French tried to stop him, but he wouldn't listen to him.
And the sad part is that his wingman, another drunk driver, Cheney, couldn't have helped either.
Really? A couple of oil men about to invade a country... Full of oil, but it's not about the oil.
Crazy.
President Oil and Vice President Oil invade an oil country, but it's not about the oil.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's nuts. It's totally nuts. Well, Bart, I'm thinking that pretty much wraps up the news for today. Anything else you want to add?
It was good for me.
And if it was good for you, it's good for all of us. It's a wonderful and good feeling. So, on behalf of Bart Kopp and myself in Los Angeles, it's Tommy Mack. And I'd like to remind you, if you had half as much fun as us, then we had twice as much fun than you. Thank you. Good night.
Ditto.
This is www.bartcop.com. What the hell is a Bart Cop? If you don't know, you're not listening.
Bart Cop.
Bart Cop. He's better than a sharp stick in the ear.
Hey, Bart. This is Wayne from Ackworth, Atlanta, Georgia. You need to put on your site, and you need to contact Democratic Underground and get it through to everybody. We need to vote by absentee ballot from now on. Every state in the union, every Democratic voter needs to request an absentee ballot on federal and state elections from now on. Until we give the paper trail back up. These sons of bitches are stealing these fucking elections, and believe me, I know they are. Would you pass this on? Would you put something on your site about it for me, please? And contact Democratic Underground and everybody else that you know. You're a warrior, my man. You're a warrior, and I sure appreciate it. If it wasn't for you, I'd be insane right now. But please, would you handle that or make mention of it so I know you got the message? I sure appreciate it, buddy. Have a good day.
Wayne, that's one of the best damn ideas I've heard in a long, long time. Maybe we could get this ball rolling. Surely BartCop.com is too small, but if we could get BuzzFlash and Media Whores and maybe MoveOn.org and Democrats.com and a few of the others, it might catch on. You never know. We do know that we're getting screwed this way. If we allow the crooked Bush machines, those Diebold machines, yeah, he's already elected. There's no reason for him to raise. I read this morning he's got $98 million or something raised. Why bother? He's already won the election. As long as they use those crooked machines, Bush can't lose. The one that really pisses me off is Max Cleland down in Georgia. You know how I am with numbers, but I think he was ahead by 7% in the polls, and he lost by 6%. He had a 13% swing. I am not going to call Max Cleland a pink tutu, but I must say I did not hear him screaming. Why wasn't he screaming? He should have been on Meet the Press the next Sunday saying, Tim, we got robbed. The machines are crooked. We got to do something. What the hell's going on? It's time we take this country back. We don't have the right to vote anymore. Why wasn't he screaming? Why wasn't every Democrat that lost screaming his ass off? Were they afraid that they might look bad? Oh, gee, guys, you just lost your job. Isn't that worth fighting for? Isn't democracy worth fighting for? A guy like Max Cleland lost two legs and an arm fighting for American values. And when we lose the right to vote, he doesn't speak up. Now, don't attack me. Maybe he spoke up and I didn't hear it. He's in Georgia. I'm in dusty Oklahoma. But it should have been a national scream, not a local one. So, if everybody, every Democrat voted, call and request an absentee ballot. And if all Democrats did this, Remember in the last election, there was 50 million votes on either side. Bush lost, a little son of a bitch. But if tens of millions of Democrats request an absentee ballot, eventually someone's going to say, hey, what the hell's going on? And maybe we could get a Democrat in Washington to stand up and say, I'll tell you what's wrong. We don't trust Bush's crooked machines. The president of Diebold said he was going to do everything he could to get Bush elected. Now, duh, there's not too hard to do that. All you do is you just program it. Every third vote for the Democrat, give to Bush. That's real damn easy to do. I told the story before. In 1990, Bart Kopp, noted computer idiot, was able to program a jukebox to play a Guns N' Roses song every 40 minutes. Now, if I can do that with a machine 14, 13 years ago, think what a real computer guy can do with a machine designed to record votes. It's not hard. If I can do it, the President Diebold can damn sure program it. So, everybody request an absentee ballot, and if we do this by the thousands and millions, someone eventually might say, hey, America doesn't trust their voting process. Some changes need to be made. First thing we need to do is repeal that stupid law that says it's illegal to track the vote. What the hell kind of donkey bullshit is that? I think that's something Clinton signed, and he talked about it, said that they misrepresented something. I don't know, but I can't imagine any Democrat willingly signing legislation that makes it illegal to track the vote. But that's what we got right now, and it needs to be fixed. I'm going to hammer this away on the page, too. I didn't want to put it on the page before I mentioned it here out of kind of a payback to Wayne, because he came up with the idea, or at least he brought it to my attention. So I wanted to give him first shout at it. After this radio show gets posted, I'm going to put this up on the page, and we'll hammer it for the next 360 days. But Wayne, great idea. That's a damn original idea, and it's a way we can get a paper trail, which is what we need. Thanks, bud.
Hey, Bart. Love the site. Read it every single day. I'm poor, or I would join. I want to let you know I've been hearing a new garbage song called I Want to Be a Kennedy. It's really kick-ass. And she's talking about wanting to be high class and stuff. Really great song. Thanks so much, Bart. You do great work, and we're going to win in 2004. Wesley Clark is the man. Thanks.
Well, it goes without saying that any new garbage is good garbage. You didn't say where you heard it. Are they playing it on the radio, wherever you are? And if they are, can you make a copy of it and send it to me? That would be so cool. Or if anybody out there, I don't have any... Let me start over. There are hundreds. Let me start over. There are probably 100 garbage songs. I have 35 of them. I sure would like to hear every other garbage song there is, but I can't get, you know, you got to have something to trade these people that have all the other stuff, and all I have is a couple of live concerts. So if anyone knows how I can get some garbage, please make me a deal. Thanks.
You are listening to Bart Kopp Radio at bartkopp.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Ready for Christmas? Are we ready? Is it a little early? Is it Christmas? Yeah. And you always know it's right around the corner because they cut down a 79-foot Norway spruce. They're going to put it in the Rockefeller Center and make it the annual Christmas tree. They go to somebody's farm and they find the most beautiful, the tallest, the oldest Christmas tree they can find, and then they hack it down. And then they put lights on it for a couple of months, and then they take a chainsaw to it. But anyway, they pull it down, they cut it down, and then it's strapped. They strap it to a trailer. It's 79 feet long. It's enormous. They strap it to a trailer. Then it's transferred to a barge. It's the same way they moved Rush Limbaugh into rehab. It's the same thing.
Well, that's today's show. I hope you liked it. It was our first collaborative effort between Tommy and myself. He knows what he's doing in a recording studio, and I don't. So between us, that's what happened. Also, I screwed up the compression on my end on this show, so the next show guarantee will sound better. I sent Tommy the compressed version. He wanted the original, and once it's gone, it's gone. But next one I'll do right. It'll sound a little better. Thanks for listening to Bark Up Radio. I'm Bart, and I'm gone.
I said, hallelujah.